I guess this is a sequel from last week. I want to echo what everyone else had been saying this morning. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Before I get started, one good friend, co-worker, Angie, come out to visit this morning. And most of y'all should remember my daughter, Taylor, used to be my shadow. She's here this morning as well. the worship team made it a little easy for me this morning, along with Angela's communion meditation, talking about the love of God, the love of our Father. To allow myself to be loved by God in my deepest brokenness is to experience a love that defines human comprehension. As a believer, we have a heart towards the Lord and wants to love him and serve him. And God being in control and knowing us and our failures and our faults and our flaws that Angela pointed out this morning, he keeps his hand on us. And he disciplines us because of that love. As one author had asked Michelangelo the question about his sculpture for David. And he said, I pictured David in my mind, and I began to knock away everything that doesn't look like him. And that's what the Lord does to us. Everything that look like Christ, he began to shave off and knocks away. And he does that through disciplining us. I used to look at discipline in a different way because I would think about my own parents and the way they used to punish me. One time we had a group meeting at my house. Joanne and Rich was there several years ago. Rich made a comment about how well I keep my house clean, how immaculate it always looked when they come over. Now, so you have to give thanks to my mother for that. And the reason I was able to say that, he didn't know how many punishments I was put on for not cleaning the house correctly. But I benefit from that punishment, those punishments, because I clean my house well now and keep it clean now because of those punishments. Same way with our life with Christ. And I'm going to start still in the book of Hebrews, 12th chapter, I'm going to start at verse 4. And the author said, in your struggle against sin, listen to this carefully, please. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted the point of shedding your blood, and you have forgot the words of encouragement. Listen to this. He said, for you have forgotten the words of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son, listen that he still calls us sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline. And do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves. And he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. As human, when we begin to go through tests and trials or suffering, we feel like the Lord abandoned us. And it's just the opposite. And the Word of God reminds us, he said, these are words of encouragement, that when you don't despise or make light of the Lord's discipline, because, or even when he rebukes you, because he loves you. The temptation is feel like we've been abandoned, or even feel like I can't take this, or what have I done wrong? But it's, as we sung this morning, that he never going to let us down. And the other verse of the words of the song that we sung this morning, well, the night is holding on to me, God is still holding on to me. It goes on to say, in verse 7, he said, endure hardship as discipline. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as your son, as his son. Listen to these words. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as your son. And remind you, a couple of verses before, he said, be encouraged with these words that you have forgotten. When you're going through and you're suffering or being disciplined, it's because he loves us. For what son do not discipline, is not disciplined by his father? Carrie prayed that prayer this morning about oftentimes we, as fathers, we don't want to discipline because we don't want our child to feel that, our children to feel that they're not loved. But the Bible asks the question, say, what father doesn't discipline his own kids? Is everyone undergo discipline? And if you don't, that means you're not a true son. Think about that. If we're sinning against God and we're not being disciplined, we need to check ourselves. As scripture said, check ourselves and see if we're walking in the faith. Scripture goes on and says that, moreover, we all have a human father who disciplined us, and we respect him for it. How much more do we submit to the Father of the Spirit and live? There's another way to also look at this. As David said, it was good for me that I was afflicted, that I may know your statutes. We want to get closer to the Lord, and oftentimes we pray that prayer. Lord, I want more of you, I want more of you, I want more of you. And actually what he's asking us to give more of ourselves, because when he comes in the fullness. So what we want to give is more of ourselves. And when he answers their prayer, when he answers their prayers, oftentimes it doesn't look like what we expect it to look like. But what he does, he's pointing out different areas in our lives that he wants to change. He wants to make us more like Christ. And the scripture goes on, it says, our Father disciplined us for a little while. He disciplined us for a little while, and they thought it was best. But God disciplined us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. Wow. He doesn't throw us away. He disciplined us so we can share in his holiness. The depth of his mercy and his grace. You think about that. I'm not going to turn my back on you, and I'm not disciplined because I'm mad at you. I'm disciplined so you can grow and mature and share in my holiness. Mercy and grace that never dies. Isn't that amazing? A mercy and grace that never dies. He's constantly pursuing us. Isn't that amazing? That he pursues us because he wants us to grow and mature, to become more like him, and that we're able to share it in his holiness. Wicked individuals like ourselves that struggle daily with our own sins and iniquities and unforgiveness, but he brings those tests and trials or those sufferings or the discipline so we can grow and mature and share in his holiness. Ah, that's love. That's love. That's love, and also makes us want to love him even more. Scripture goes on to say, verse 11, I love this. Listen to this. He said, no discipline seemed pleasant at the time, but painful. We all can say amen to that. No discipline seemed pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produced a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Did you get that? Listen to that again. It said, no discipline seemed pleasant at the time, but it's painful. But later on, it produced a harvest of righteousness and peace by who have been trained by it. And maybe that helps us look back and say, Lord, I thank you for that test. I thank you for those troubles. I thank you for the suffering, those hardships. And it makes us love even more. And even pray, Lord, no matter what it costs me, I want to be more like you, no matter what I have to go through. Because I know that you in control. As Angela said, you in control of the road, the car. That you're in control of our life because you love me. And that brings peace and joy to us in the midst of the storm. This hymn that I love, said, God moves in mysterious ways. God moves in mysterious ways his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. Deep in unsearchable minds of never failing skills, he treasures up his bright design and works his sovereign will. And yet fearful saints fresh courage take. The clouds you see so much dread are big with mercy and shall break in blessing. Yet in blessing and all blessings on your head, just not the Lord by fever sense, but trust him for his grace behind the frowning providence. He hides his smiling face. Isn't that beautiful? That in that test that he's allowing us to go through, he sit back and wonder, and his wonders to perform that he's working in our lives. I have learned and yet learning, as I said, the prayer, Lord, no matter what it costs me, to be more like you, to love like you, to forgive like you, to see out of your eyes, to put others before myself, whatever it costs me, because it's joy and delight in that. And the psalmist wrote, he said, turn my heart towards your statutes and not towards selfish gain. He said, turn my eyes away from worthless things. Again, that's honest prayer. The things that doesn't mean they're worthless, turn my eyes towards you. No matter what it costs me. Remember these words. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline. And do not lose heart when he rebukes you. Because the Lord disciplines those he loves. And he punishes everyone he accepts as his son. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your wonderful mercy. Father, I pray that you help us to lay it all on the line for you as you did for us by sending your only begotten Son who sacrificed his body and his, who knew no sin and took up on sin himself that we may be reconciled to you. Help us to surrender those areas of our life that we keeping close to us, or those doors in our homes that we trying to keep you out, that we may mature and grow and also be able to enjoy in your holiness. We just thank you, and we love you in Jesus' name. Amen.